Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Do students need ensuite bathrooms in college accommodation? It's the Higher Education Minister, James Lawless, who's come in for some criticism for comments suggesting that providing each student with a private bathroom would be wasteful. And he made the comments in an interview with the Irish Times. They were discussing the government's plans to try and move towards co-living models for university students. You know, the likes of kind of your communal spaces, communal shared bathrooms as well. We want to hear your thoughts on this today. Should college students be entitled to an ensuite bathroom, or would it be a better use of space and public money if there were more shared communal facilities? Pete the Builder, Peter Finn, is with me here on the line today. Pete, do you disagree or agree with the minister?
I'd have to say I would agree with what the minister is saying in this situation. There's just no doubt about it. If you're only putting in a communal bathroom facility, it's going to be much more cost effective than giving individual en suites to every single bedroom. In my opinion, student accommodation is a very, very important facility for people, but does every student need an en suite? Absolutely not. The cost involved in that would be colossal. You could spend that money much better by providing more student accommodation in other areas. Again, provide high quality, well maintained, good facilities without a shadow of a doubt. But you know, spend the money giving every single person an individual ensuite is ridiculous. It's just, it's far too much cost, and the money definitely could be spent elsewhere.
What kind of money are we talking about?
Well, it's very hard to tell. Like, an individual bathroom could be anything.
Well,
from,
even the most basic, you know, bathroom, say.
Like a very low budget bathroom these days, you're talking €5,000. Again, you know, anything bigger than that can go up quite substantially. It depends on the fit out. Obviously, if it's going to be in a student accommodation, it's going to have multiple users, so it would usually be a fairly standard or budget fit out. But there's just no doubt about it. Creating one facility, because it's not just the actual fit out itself, it's all the pipework that goes into it. If you're going to put in multiple bathrooms, it's a huge network of pipework that has to go through a building. If you're retrofitting an existing building, that costs even more again. So having an individual location or a single location where you can put all of your services into that one area and then make a communal area is much more cost effective, and it makes much more sense.
I just wonder, because I know one of the points or some of the criticism that I've been reading about from students earlier this morning, Pete, in relation to this, you know, if we don't have ensuite bathrooms for every single student bedroom or student accommodation in the country, like, would we really squeeze in many more units if we were to remove the bathrooms?
Yeah, you would. Yeah, again, that's down to good design, and obviously, you know, that's architecture, and you know, that's where you're relying on a good architect to make the best use of a space. But there's just no doubt about it. You know, if it's a money issue to start off with, there's just no doubt about it. It would be much more cost effective to have a communal area. But again, it makes sense that if you're not creating an ensuite space in every single bedroom facility, then you're obviously going to be able to create more space for people to be able to live in a more habitation. So in my opinion, communal is absolutely the way to go. We do need, like, it's obvious it's a problem. There's a huge shortage of accommodation, not just in student accommodation, but in all sorts of accommodation, but in student accommodation in particular. There's just not enough student accommodation to facilitate the students, and the cost of rent at the moment is colossal. So it makes much more sense, even if you're squeezing in 5 to 10 more units into each accommodation area, it's well worth doing. There's no need for an individual. Come on, we have to get over ourselves. yes, we've progressed as humans and there's no doubt about it. We all like our luxuries, but having an individual ensuite, in my opinion, would be a luxury. It's character building. Let's have a communal area and people share a bit of space and you get to know the people as well that you're living with.
Stay with me, Pete, if you can. Grace is with us on the line. 1800 453 106 is the number. Grace, you're a student nurse, is that right?
I am, yeah.
And do students need ensuite bathrooms in student or college accommodation?
You know, for me, I actually think calling ensuite rooms wasteful, coming from a minister as well, is completely missing the reality of the housing crisis today. It's so frustrating for students to hear about adequate living spaces being called wasteful when we're seeing the real waste is students being priced out of their education. The problem isn't that we want our own privacy or we want our own bathrooms. It's that we're being charged extortionate rents for tiny rooms, often while working part-time, juggling academic schedules, placements, commuting, just to survive. You know, students didn't create this housing crisis, but we are completely paying the price for it. And cutting standards, we know, will not bring rents down in any meaningful way. It's just going to lower quality while profits are staying the same.
So that's your concern, that if we were to, we're talking maybe now, we'll say about future bills, you know, like for the next wave of student accommodation that's going to be developed, or for anything that's going to be, you know, adapted or a different, trying to create, you know, use an old building and creating new student accommodation in it. So you think that, so should every room have an ensuite bathroom, or would people be okay with communal spaces?
I think students are okay with, students are just desperate for accommodation. Mm. But the point is they're desperate for affordable accommodation. And so the minister talking about ensuite bathrooms and making up scenarios that aren't really priorities isn't the issue. The issue is why purpose-built student accommodation is so expensive. And the idea of these ensuite bathrooms being the biggest barricade is completely incorrect. The biggest issue with these student accommodations is the prices on them, why affordability isn't being tackled head on. Because he did say as well that even with not having en suites, there would still be rent hikes going up. They're blaming students' basic living standards, and it's the wrong target entirely.
I'm going to just ask you about your own situation in a moment, Grace, and you know, what kind of accommodation you're living in. But Pete, sorry, I just want to go back to one point. You know, like over the years and maybe in the kind of late 80s, a lot of student accommodation developments would have had even just like a hand basin or a sink in the room. Like, is that a possibility, or what's the complexity with that?
Yeah, well, look, again, that was, you know, the first type of sanitization, in even going way back to Victorian times, was to have a sink, and that kind of, you know, got brought into even domestic living, where there was, you know, you would have seen a sink in a bedroom but no toilet. And I don't really see that as a massive help in this day and age, maybe for cleaning your teeth and your own, you know, so be it. But look, it brings other issues as well. You're bringing a water supply into and a waste supply into an area that you don't really need to have it. Look, I can totally understand the student's point of view. I can understand that they're being asked to pay a huge amount of money. And if the minister is using this for a political reason and he's focusing in on en-suites, well, then that's obviously just a purely political tactic. But the reality of it is,
sure,
we are talking about students and parents here.
Yeah, but come on, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about shillings and pence here. The point that you know, he appeared to make was, you know, communal living is definitely going to be more cost effective than ensuites, and I will definitely stick with that. And I do think that students, you know, their right to look for their cost that they're paying.
Look, if you're paying through the nose, which students are, I mean, no question about it that you should be living in decent accommodation with decent standards. And I don't think anybody's looking to try and reduce the standards in any way. Grace, do you share with other people, or what's your story?
I do, yeah. I was in student accommodation first year, and then in second year I was couch surfing and going through different digs because I couldn't find anywhere, because all the private student accommodation, the prices were absolutely extortionate, and it wasn't an option for me. And I ended up having to commute occasionally from my home in Mayo, which was completely and utterly impossible.
To where, Galway or Dublin?
From Mayo to Dublin.
Daily?
Because there was, I would try at least three times a week to get up for lectures and tutorials, because after placement, I was really struggling in Dublin. And then this year I got very lucky and I got an apartment with another person. It's a very tiny apartment, but It's something, and it's something a lot of students don't have.
Alex is joining us too, Grace and Pete. Alex, you're the communications officer with University College Cork. How do you feel about students having ensuite bathrooms or communal bathrooms?
Yeah, well, the thing that, at least in Cork, the students, what they tell us is that by and large, they opt for the private options. Now, you have to take into consideration that the Cork area has the lowest amount of public purpose-built student accommodation in the whole of the island of Ireland. So only 18% of all beds available, which is about 1,500, are public. And the business model that is used in those public accommodations is they are put up as summer beds for tourists that are visiting the university or visiting Cork during the summer periods where they would be empty. And that is what allows the cost to be reduced, which is why generally those buildings do have the en suites. And that allows for the rents to not be so high.
Extortionate, yes. So they use student accommodation or holiday accommodation for tourists during the summer. Dual purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that is used. And we're talking a difference of these public accommodations that use this business models rent out the rooms for half the price than the private accommodations are requesting our students.
Blaheen is with us as well. Blaheen, you're living in, sorry, you're from Galway. Or sorry, you live in Galway, is that right?
I'm from Galway, but I'm living in Denmark.
You're living in Denmark. Okay. What's your situation with student accommodation and bathrooms?
Well, in Denmark, there's a lot of dorm student housing. So I live with 15 people, but we each have our own bedroom and ensuite bathroom. So it's a very basic bathroom. There's nothing fancy about it, but it's perfectly functional. And for me, it was the only way to go. When I was applying, I said I would only take with an ensuite bathroom. Because
you wanted the ensuite. And is the ensuite, is that what, toilet, shower, sink?
Yeah, it's teeny tiny, but it's mine.
Yeah, it's the width of the shower probably, is it? It's just...
Yes, it's probably about, I'm very bad with measurements, but I'd say it's probably about like a metre and a half.
Okay. So it was a priority for you in moving to Denmark to have your own bathroom or to have an ensuite bedroom. And are you paying through the nose for that or what kind of money are we talking about?
No, of course in Denmark things are quite expensive, but I'm paying €450 a month.
450?
Yeah.
€450 a month. And what kind of money, Alex, are students in Cork paying by comparison?
So for a 9-month term, they are paying in private accommodation about €12,000 up to €17,000. And for the public, they are paying from €5,000 on average.
€5,000 on average. And that's for the college term, is it?
That's for the whole college term.
That's for the college term. Yeah, and for that they get the ensuite the same as Blaheen, do they? Of the toilet, shower, and sink.
They generally would, unless you would go to some. If they get allocated the older buildings, then they might have some sort of shared bathrooms. But 90% of them are ensuites.
Yeah, so it's about €550 a month then, is what. So there's not a massive disparity then.
No, like, but realistically, at the end of the day, students prefer privacy. It's what there's a student there, I don't remember her name, but this is what was mentioned before, that students do, they just want a room, they just want something that is affordable, but when they are able to afford something, they will go for what is private, what is nice. And that is the reality, that if they can, they will by large opt for the private options. The students that are opting for the public communal options are the students that have no other option.
So for the likes of you, Blaheen, and look, maybe I appreciate it's different. You were moving abroad and going to college in Denmark. But for most students, I'm sure nobody wants communal toilets or bathroom facilities if it's affordable, if you have the option of having, you know, a cost-effective ensuite.
Absolutely. I shared bathrooms for the whole time of my undergrad in Galway. And I just got sick of having to clean up other people's mess and also sharing one bathroom between so many people when everyone needs to leave the house at the same time in the morning. It's very stressful.
Yeah. Listener here on 087 1400 106. We definitely need ensuite rooms in communal accommodation. There are some filthy animals out there. I lived with two others who in a house And their shared bathroom was absolutely disgusting in capital letters. I had an ensuite. It was also disgusting. I just went in and spent the day cleaning it. Architect and assistant professor at UCD, Orla Hegarty, is joining us here on the line. Orla, what's your view on this? I mean, how are you? Communal bathrooms versus ensuites. What's the best use of space?
I think we're having completely the wrong discussion here. You know, every single time it's clearly a developer-led approach to whether it's student housing or regular housing, the approach is to keep doing what they're doing and just lower the standards to make the numbers add up. We need to take a step back and think what we're really trying to do here. You know, lowering people's standards of living, space standards, sharing bathrooms, you know, all the hygiene and public health that goes with that. When really we should be thinking about, you know, how are we paying back for these buildings? Like, why is the money so tight and why is the crunch on standards? And people will know if they look at the price of a 15-year mortgage compared to a 30-year mortgage, that there's a very big difference in price. And what we're seeing here is people trying to get a quick payback on buildings and therefore high price rent, obviously, in the early years of that building, and lower standards. Like, where will it end?
You know, so you don't agree with this sort of co-living model for university accommodation then, or communal?
I think we need to think long term. We should be building student housing that's built a great place to live in 50 years from now, and that our buildings are robust and well designed and are easy to maintain and easy to manage. Not doing a quick fix for an investor for a short term with a building that maybe won't even last a generation.
But in the short term, when there's such a shortage and lack of supply for students, and we heard Grace talking a few moments ago, you know, about commuting for only 3 lectures a week from Mayo to Dublin on a daily basis. If we need accommodation right now, is there not merit in even just trying to get the apartments or the rooms up?
But I suppose this is my answer is that, you know, the quick fix short term temporary solutions are just longer term problems, because you then have to replace the quick fix with something else in the future. I have huge sympathy for students, and I can see even in UCD what's increasingly happening. The car parks are full. People cannot afford accommodation in Dublin. They're often choosing what city they go to on the basis of the cost of accommodation or how easy the commute is. People are getting up early in the morning to drive at 5 a.m. before the traffic and having a nap in their car, or they're skipping lectures because they can't do a 3-hour round trip for a 2-hour lecture. You know, that's not going to be fixed by omitting bathrooms. This is a much bigger structural problem. And the idea that reducing student accommodation from, you know, 1,000 or 1,200 a month down to 900 will make a difference, a bit of a nonsense. You know, students will look at their options and will make their decisions.
Yeah.
And we can't also assume that all students in accommodation are teenagers who can sort of muck in and share accommodation.
Yes, very
true. We're increasingly very reliant on postgraduate students from overseas, many of whom are mature people who expect privacy and a decent standard of living. They're looking at lots of other countries in comparison to Ireland when they're considering whether to be involved in our third level education. So it's a much bigger picture.
Listener says, this texter has got in touch to say the Garda College in Temple Moor only has single rooms and shared bathrooms, showers at each end of the dorm. It was fine, there was no problems. His texter tells me, I completely agree with the minister. In an acute housing shortage, the likes of Mary Immaculate and College, the college in Limerick apparently closed their accommodation block because the shower areas were shared. Another listener tells me, my daughter does not have an ensuite in Carrick Village in Galway. My other daughter didn't have an ensuite bathroom at Trinity Student Accommodation in Dublin either. Perhaps give the students decent accommodation and just lower the prices, suggests this texter. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. That's Blaheen Grace, Peter Finn Builder, of course, Pete the Builder, Orla Hegarty there from UCD as well. Thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.